February 2nd, 2024. Danger Zone. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues. And you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child. And children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Matthew 10:16-23. Now as we read, or as we have read, and have seen before that Christ is sending the 12 out on a short mission trip to the lost sheep of Israel. They are to pack little and move quickly. And we saw that if people welcomed them, then good. But if not, they were to dust off and keep moving. But before they go, they are told what to expect. And the things that are said wouldn't be short-term only. This is a warning for all of us. And throughout the centuries to come, the same would be expected. Mainly persecution. There are many things to observe from this passage in relation to attitudes and reactions as the gospel goes out, but we will look at a few now. Number one, sheep and wolves, serpents and doves. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. You see, these disciples are warned that they will be sheep in the midst of wolves, meaning they are creatures to be devoured, targets, food, ready to be taken out. Persecution is sure. Opposition is lurking in the fields. Hatred and the desire for their blood is guaranteed. We've seen this throughout all church history. And as we read on, we see that this opposition isn't just from those outside the family, like you would expect. It's not just the government or the popes or the neighbors. No, it's even expected in the family. Brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers. Listen again. Brothers will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child. And children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Now let us keep in mind, or let us keep this on our mind continually, even in the states, even in the U.S. You see, if we preach, if we teach, if we go out on a limb and try to talk to a coworker, let it be assumed. Now, it's not always going to be, but let it be assumed that the promise is mainly rejection. And maybe more rejection than acceptance. There are the worthy and the unworthy, the ones that accept and the ones that reject. But don't be surprised when you get rejected. We must see that the men around us have a depraved inner man who loves sin, who loves its pleasure more than God. And we must be sure if we reach for the bone, the dog may and will bite. Christ said, "You will be hated." And many think at first that becoming a Christian is something everyone around them will accept and embrace, which this mindset is steadily changing in our country. But let us keep in mind that we are sheep among wolves, and let us tell the people that are newly converted, that newly accept Christ, this matter. Let us also find hope in this, because we know what to expect. This will keep us from becoming discouraged when we face opposition. We also hear wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And this is telling them and us that we must be full of wisdom, which is found in the Word of God. We must saturate our minds in it. We must be reading, and also never with ill intentions, fully saturated and yet fully humble and gentle, serpents and doves, not pompous, not arrogant, not self-seeking, but harmless and wise. Let us see this lesson plainly. So number one, sheep and wolves, serpent and doves. Number two, we aren't here to be celebrity preachers. Again, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake, and also beware of men. With such opposition, let everyone live in humility and desire to not win applause, but souls. It says, beware of men. This is a word of caution. Just as we saw that Judas wasn't who he seemed, so with men, we must have caution. We may find ourselves believing we are making friends and end up turned in and betrayed. And the common thing now is to go to seminary, lead the church with charisma and likability, and grow very large so we seem successful, so that one day we can write a book and be someone everyone looks up to. And while this kind of thing is desirable, we must realize and keep at the center of our mind that we are not the main point. And this kind of result isn't the norm. Around the world, it's not the norm. If you go to another country besides the United States, this is not the norm. People are not famous for being Christians. The message is the main point. Christ and love for and conformity to Christ is the main point. And the scary part is that we have gotten so comfortable and profited so much from the message that we have forgotten the message. And we haven't forgotten it intellectually. We have libraries filled with the doctrines and the dissection of each. We have book after book written. We have the gospel laid out more than any people before us. We have paved the road, the Romans road, you know, the one we memorize and use as our presentation. We haven't forgotten in that sense. We have forgotten in the sense of really believing. Convictional believing. The belief that keeps you awake at night because you yearn for it. The belief that makes you act out in love because you have to. You have to move. You have to because the scripture pulls at your heart in a moment to cause you to move. We have no love. We may have no love for Christ. That's the fear. We don't find this text close to where we live because we are friends with the wolves. We don't see the wolves. He says again, beware of men, and we say in our hearts, why? They aren't doing anything to me. That was then, and it's not that way anymore. This is alarming, both in my heart and, I hope, in yours. And this is something that should tell us plainly what's wrong. Some will disagree and think this is me thinking that we should always be persecuted. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we read these texts and most of us don't feel its weight. This is frightening. I'm also not saying I'm persecuted or feel the weight either. I don't. This is why reading scripture is necessary. It has the ability to waken sleepy souls, souls that are sucking on lollipops and rocking back and forth in a country of riches and ease, where church is a place of play instead of worship, a place of preference instead of worship. We aren't always persecuted, this is certain. But who would persecute a sleeping child? They aren't a threat. we must see something isn't right when we hear this passage. The message is what changes men, and yet our churches are filled with men not changed and people who watch more than live. May it be that we thought we were preaching to sheep, but have instead been petting wolves. And lastly, number three, when persecuted, words are close. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. You see, the last point I'd like to talk about is that when men mistreat us, because we hold the name of Christ as dear, because we love Christ, we must not fear. You will be given the words and the grace for those words when they are needed. When this happens, this should both comfort and encourage us. He's here for us in so many ways. We must cling to Him. We must get serious about our love for Christ. We need to be reading our Bibles. We need to be prayerful men. This passage makes things so clear. We live in the midst of wolves and need wisdom. Yet we have an illiterate church. We are told we will be hated, and yet we have wealth upon wealth and ease. Is it because God blessed America? Maybe. But then again, maybe not. See, where the gospel is taken lightly and men love football more than the word of God, they love working more than the word of God, they love doing all these things more than the word of God, we should start asking ourselves questions. But if we aren't reading, we will never ask these questions. The Lord is coming back, my friends, at any moment. Let us be sure we really love Christ and be ready to be hated for His name. And let us not be too comfortable that we don't ask questions. And with this, let us have a happy Friday. Thank you.